Chené Angola Jr., the podcast.
It is Chené Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and ESPN News today for a very special reason. Mike Golic Jr., Chené Egbuamoke here with you. And Chené, we have a ton to get to today. Last night, Monday Night Football did not disappoint in terms of interest. It may have been one of the uglier football games we have had to watch in quite some time, but certainly it leaves us again with a lot of questions, most specifically surrounding the Philadelphia Eagles and what they need to do. And Chené, I want to get to the plan that Philadelphia needs, because right now it feels like there's a lot flapping in the wind there. But for everyone that's been around and listening to the network for most of today, they've heard what the common thread is going to be throughout today, and that's what's going on with the V Foundation, kicking off V Week today. We know Tuesday has become a day of giving. It's been one of the big pushes nationwide in so many ways and for so many charities, but for us, the V Foundation and V Week are so near and dear to our heart. And so, Chené, I know this is something that, you know, touches everyone's lives. Cancer, that word, and that deadly disease, unfortunately, are a part of so many people's stories. And so all day today, we're going to be talking to people who are kind enough to share their stories, their battles and struggles with this disease with us, and how it's affected them. And we're going to ask as gently as we can, because we know it's been a very different and difficult year, that if you are able to at this point, during this week, during this time period, to give and help others who are dealing with this, to head to v.org/donate at any time you want. 100% of your donation is going to go to cancer research. And Chené, I know this is something we can all get behind in this fight.
Yeah, I think having the ability today to rally together for a greater purpose is super important. Again, we underscore the fact that we know this year has been super challenging for so many people. But if you are able to help and able to donate, again, that's v.org/donate. It will go this year. You know, inches will go miles. So if you're able to, we are here for you.
We are. And it's very akin to what we honestly went through this summer as we went through a battle with everyone dealing with the pandemic, and those who were able to give and help support the most vulnerable of our population did so. Now it is the same. The fight against cancer is something that has been ongoing, and it has always been incumbent on us and those of us who can give and who are able to give right now in these trying times to do so and to try and help out in this fight, because again, it touches everyone at one point or another. So again, that's going to be the common thread throughout this show, throughout today. We'll have a lot of great guests to help us digest all of that as we keep going forward here. Chené Angola Jr., we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, and we will continue to touch on that. But Chené, we did have a football game last night. We know we thought we were going to have a football game darn near every day of the week this week, and it didn't work out like that. The Eagles and the Seahawks played what will loosely be defined as a football game last night. Seattle won 23-17, and Chené, we saw for a brief moment one play featuring Jalen Hurts after all the wailing and gnashing of teeth and talking about him taking first-team reps. And I don't know where you stand on this, Chené, but I look at this, and I see all of the over-communication, miscommunication, the things that are out there, what we're hearing, what we're seeing, and it all seems to lack a consistent plan that, you know as well as anybody, can undermine any team no matter what they're dealing with, no matter who is playing quarterback for them.
Yeah, I think what we have with a major takeaway when it comes to the Eagles is that not only is their offense particularly broken, but it seems like the organization overall is broken. And I think it's funny because we always say as athletes, communication matters, synergy matters, being on the same page matters. And now it seems like we have over-communication in the sense of Carson Wentz saying I could be better and Coach Doug Peterson not knowing what to do and saying now I'm going to stick with, you know, Carson Wentz moving forward. And so, yeah, there's a lot of struggle happening, and it's holistic struggle. And I thought it was really interesting because, you know, the last we have this time frame of the, what is it, 2 to 3 years ago when they won the Super Bowl. And ever since then, I think you said flapping. It's like they've been flapping and floundering, trying to find their way back to that. And I feel like they have the pressure of that expectation on top of Carson Wentz and his personal journey when it came to that Super Bowl being not involved as much as he probably would have liked, and now trying to redeem himself. So that's additional pressure. And now we have the media, some of the stuff that they have created themselves. And now to ask a football team, and I was saying this, you know, before in our pre-show meeting, like if there's one team and one excuse right now for the Eagles in the NFC East, just say 2020. 2020 has been a year like no other. And I think we finally realized that everyone wants quick solutions for, especially in the NFC East, everyone wants quick solutions, because then if you go on a run, you can win the division and be in the playoffs. But this team needs long-term answers, and I think it's now. It's funny. I'm going to say the process, because our Philly native, Cliff, you know, our producer here, like, we hear it with basketball. It seems like you have to trust the process when it comes to the Eagles, because this is not something that's going to happen and turn around quickly.
No, and I think that's the interesting part, Sinead, is the process requires a plan, requires clarity, requires everyone to be on the same page. And for so often and for so long this season, it's felt like the exact opposite with Philadelphia. We hear all these reports about Jalen Hurts. We hear all these reports about people not being on the same page behind closed doors. Does Carson Wentz have too much power? Yada. Football teams and coaches especially are not great at being honest. But what this situation could use is clarity from the leaders involved in this situation to say, hey, you know what? If you're going to do the Jalen Hurts experiment and go and see what you've got with a guy you spent a second round pick on, be decisive about it. Say it at the beginning of the week. Outline it clearly, because all this noise you mentioned week after week, it becomes, when you keep losing like this, what's wrong? How do we fix it? How do we get there? And that lack of consistency, that lack of clarity on the part of everyone involved in this process is something that Carson Wentz was asked about, the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, on why this team wasn't on the same page.
Listen, when we're stagnant like that as an offense, you know, I'm all ears. You know, whatever coach is yeah, I mean, it's a tough thing to answer. You know, I mean, it's something that I think every one of us is accountable for and wants to correct, you know, and it's, you know, You can say a lot of different things to answer that question, but at the end of the day, we got to be better. We got to be better, and those mistakes can't happen. And I got to be better making sure everyone's on the same page and everything going forward. And, you know, I'm excited to turn that thing around, turn this around, and, you know, like I said earlier, go surprise some people.
Today, it feels like at some point they've got to stand for something in this process, right? They've got to say, all right, you know what? We understand, looking at this situation, we have lost a ton of games to injury over the course of this season. Before the season started, they lost people to COVID opt-outs that were supposed to help them at key positions like wide receiver. And now at this point in the season, yeah, they're staring at their mistakes all over the place. Seeing DK Metcalf across the field, knowing they took J.J. Arcega-Whiteside as opposed to him in that same draft, is going to be something that haunts you. They have failed at multiple levels throughout this process, but you can't fix all of that, like you said, from week to week in this opportunity. So what can you do? You can be honest in the way that you scout yourself in this team, say that publicly, state your mission going forward, and then try as best to communicate that clearly with everyone, because right now it feels like everyone's hearing something floating out in the media, and Doug Peterson saying something, you know, responding to Brett Favre, and then Carson Wentz is being asked about it there, and the rest of this team, was a lot of injured guys just trying to make sure they get to their next paycheck in this league, are probably wondering, how the hell are we still in this division race for the top of the NFC East? It's mind-blowing to me. They might be the best team that should be flat out awful in this league right now.
You're on one, huh? No, I think it's funny, because as you're talking about all of this, I'm thinking about how communication and clarity are so important. Now, one of the, I guess you can argue and say, a little controversial decision that happened in Miami with Tua, at least they were clear, because they operated and they gave him about a week and a half to prepare. And so the team knew this transition was happening, even though there were mistakes in the media. And what happens after? Do they win like next three or so straight? Like, that helps your locker room. I'm even going to go to the college ranks, and doing due to this, you know, pandemic, we're dealing with issues on the field and issues off the field. And one thing that I will give credit to Dabo Swinney is just the fact that Trevor Lawrence has positive for COVID. And what was the first thing he did? He announced it early so that his team could be prepared to play. And then also we started talking about DJ Uiagalelei and having that transition so that everyone could be ready to perform. And when you sort of play these Olympics, these mental Olympics in your player's mind, you can't be surprised that their performance consistently falls short.
No, I think you need only look towards the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team that's undefeated in the NFL right now. What is always clear? The messaging. It might sound a little funny. Mike Tomlin might have a bunch of boilerplate statements that he can go to, but everyone understands what the message is inside that building. And right now, I feel like there's a lot of dissonance going on in that Eagles locker room. You can get in touch with us, as always, on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, at Chenae, at Mike Golic Jr. Chenae Golic Jr. reminding you to be a part of Chenae Golic Jr. Nation on that Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football season's heating up, and so is your favorite Dr. Pepper-loving college football town, Fansville. Head to a store near you. Treat your inner college football fan to an ice-cold 20-ounce Dr. Pepper today. We'll have plenty on the CFP's next round of rankings that are getting ready to come out at 7 o'clock Eastern tonight. But, Chenae, coming up next, it finally happened. I've been waiting for something in this process. This entire saga around the Ravens and the Steelers finally made somebody snap yesterday. We'll tell you who that is and why I agree with most of what they're saying. That's coming up next. It's Chenangle Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
During these challenging times, ESPN and the V Foundation's fight against cancer hasn't stopped. If you are able, please support cancer research by visiting v.org/donate. 100% of what you give goes directly to cancer research. Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
That'll be our theme all day around here as we kick off V-Week at ESPN, the V Foundation auction, something that usually goes on during the summer that we do to raise money. We know it's a very different time. It's a very different year. But we still hope that if you have the ability to, you will choose to give. It's Chenangle Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio, Mike Golic Jr. and Chinee Igwumike. And in about 10 minutes, we will talk to one of our great ESPN reporters about her battle with cancer. Shelly Smith going to join us here in just a little bit. Very excited to talk to her. Obviously, one of the best around here and what she's been able to battle through. So exemplary. And so we'll have that coming up in about 10 minutes, Chinee. But as we look forward to what's to come in the next couple of days here, we've talked about football almost every day this week and the things that are going to come up at night. We've got a game that was postponed and is going to be played at 3:40 because of the tree lighting ceremony that goes on in New York. The Ravens and Steelers, Shanae. And I don't know, overall, how would you say the teams have handled this, all things considered? We have the Ravens, who have obviously been the source of the outbreak, a Steelers team that's dealing with really their second round of this overall. How would you grade the way these teams have responded thus far?
I don't even know. Like, I think it's one of those pass-fail, like, you just go in for the test and you're not going to get an A, and you just, like, what is it, C's get degrees? Like, that's what we – did you hear that at Notre Dame? Because at Stanford, we heard that, C's get degrees too, when you're on the struggle bus. And this week in the NFL – wait, did you nod and say yes?
Oh, yeah, no, no. I feel like most people have been firmly indoctrinated to that, outside of, you know, like, the Mina Kimes of the world, who then go on to become people's million-dollar lifeline on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I did make one C in college, and that was the only C I ever had. Yeah, that did happen. Mm. I'm trying to remember what the class was, but I digress. Mm. I think this was like one of those situations where the Ravens obviously were dealing with this, and this has been one situation the NFL could not contain. And I think you're seeing all the number and the increase in fines because they're starting to realize that, hey, we have to penalize and we have to continue to do this over the course, or else this is a situation that is out of our control. And now on the Steelers side, I really do feel for the Steelers. Like, I feel for the Ravens because no one wants to deal with COVID in this landscape. No one wants to deal with COVID, period. And then you're on the Steelers, and I feel for them too, because they're the ones that are also being affected. Like, their bye week just got completely demolished, and now they're in this perpetual state of trying to play a game. And now you're dealing with a situation where you had your two running backs out if you're the Ravens, and now they can play. So you have that mental, juggle, like, oh snap, like, their team is, you know, more amped up due to the vacillation between, oh, they're going to play or not. So, like, this situation is as complicated as it gets. And if I'm a player, I think there's no winners here. Like, the Steelers might be undefeated right now, but there's still no winners, because even if they walk out a winner, they had to do something that was even harder than imaginable, not having an established date to play. And then the Ravens, like, clearly they're not winners, because what'd you say the number was yesterday? 30 people involved, whether it was COVID tests or, you know, positive or contact tracing. So this is a situation in which I guess the NFL is saying, we're going to plow ahead. And it sort of feels like the athletes are being disregarded, but hey, they pay your checks. So.
Well, this is the interesting part about it, Janae, too, is the athletes involved. Like, they're dealing with what we all, like, a week in COVID time feels like a year. This entire year has been a decade long. And so you can understand the frustration. Like, I'll never forget today. When we were going through and talking about everything associated with Deflategate, there reached a point in that where I'm like, you know what, just meet me when it's over. I can't do any more of this conversation. I don't want to hear any more lectures from Bill Belichick, the scientist, about PSI and all these things about a football that I never wanted to know. I hit that breaking point. Everyone involved has kind of hit different versions of that, and it got to a fever pitch yesterday. So I want to build to my favorite response I saw, because someone finally just snapped. And I had enough of it. But Zach Bander, friend of the program, Pittsburgh Steelers offensive tackle, who we know down this year on IR with injury, a knee injury he suffered earlier in the season, joined Freddie and Fitzsimmons last night. And he brought something up as one of the points of frustration that I'm sure he has and that might be shared inside that Steelers locker room about the way the NFL structured this year to begin with.
At some point, there has to be a decision made that we're going to play this game. Like, I just don't see how honestly, and this is how kind of most of us feel, we just don't understand how the whole Denver thing, like, I understand, like, you know, there's been people getting tested every single day. That probably is the only rational reason. They, you know, they're not sure if there's any more contagious people over there. But, I mean, Denver's just played without any quarterback. You know what I mean? They just brought their guy up off a P-squad. So I thought we have extended rosters for a reason, but that's just me.
And Chiney, you can understand that point of frustration to an extent, but he just said it right in there. He understands exactly why this is happening. And so all of this prompted one of our own. ESPN NFL analyst and insider Dan Graziano was on Twitter yesterday. Someone made the mistake of tweeting at him. When will someone in the media call out the NFL for their hypocrisy regarding the Ravens Bronco versus Broncos situation? If you don't see the double standard, you should turn in your media credentials. I mean, listen, for all of us, that's kind of like another day in the life of what someone will throw at you in the mentions every once in a while. Dan Graziano said, I swear I have heard enough of this garbage for one lifetime. The difference in these situations has been explained. It makes total sense. No one is favoring any team. No one is screwing over any team. It's a global GD pandemic, and they're trying to get a season in, period. Someone responded, yo, chill, big dog. He said, no, enough. I've had it. The NFL is punishing the Steelers. The NFL's catering to the Ravens. The NFL hates the Broncos. It's crap, all of it. It was like going to be like this, or there wasn't going to be a season. Deal with it. Think of someone other than yourself. So, Chiney, everyone's got a breaking point in 2020. We found Dan Graziano's yesterday.
Oh, yes. Go off, King. Go off, King. Yeah, I feel like a lot of the things, I think we have to put the context that this is 2020. As much as, you know, here's one example with the Ravens. We've had another example with the Eagles. Teams were more likely to struggle than succeed, which is when you see teams succeeding, like the Chiefs and the Steelers, you have to really commend them, because the teams that make it look easy are the teams that are out here finessing a really, really difficult situation. So I'm here for this. Okay, big energy, Dan.
Let them know. You know what? At some point, you've just had too much. Dan Graziano found that point yesterday. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com. Coming up next, we will check in with one of our very own, one of our friends, fresh off one of the most heated sidelines in college football from this past weekend, and touch on a very personal battle with cancer as we again kick off V-Week here at ESPN. That's all coming up. It's Chiney and Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and ESPN News.
Nailed it. You could honor Stuart Scott's memory by giving to his research fund that supports minority researchers and the research of why some cancers are more likely to impact some minority populations. If you're able, give to this important cause at v.org/Stuart. That's S-T-U-A-R-T.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, streaming on ESPN Plus. Mike Golic Jr., Chiney Agwumike here. Forbes 30 Under 30's very own Chiney Agwumike gracing us with her presence.
I thought you were going to hold on to that until like later.
Nah. We're going to get that one in early and often in this one right now. So a big congratulations. I mean, I understand that you basically trip over accolades nowadays, but this one kind of has a little bit of cachet that goes along with it, like most of the rest of them. So you don't think we're going to stop and smell the roses here. You're crazy.
I appreciate you, and I'm sure you would have joined me, but you just turned 31, so you
Yeah, no, I'm out here. I've graduated out of that range. Definitely would have for sure been in there. What I appreciated the most, though, about it, Chiney, was they ask you your favorite app, and like I saw Malika Andrews in there. Shout out to our very own as well.
Yeah, Malika.
And she's out here in her app that she can't live without is some sort of like budgeting app, and Janae's like, Postmates, I need this grub. Let's go.
You would be so proud of me, right? Any food delivery service app. I guess I took that like way too literal. It's like I can't live without like my food delivery. So yeah.
Listen, we are a very honest show around here. We are going to be our truest selves at all times. So I appreciate you not even turning that off for the people at Forbes. So
absolutely.
Congratulations to our very own Chiney Agwumike. And while we were talking about stars and trailblazers around here, why don't we bring in another one? Our ESPN reporter Shelly Smith joins us now on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, fresh off the sidelines from Oregon State this past weekend in the Civil War. And Shelly, it was a milestone weekend, though, in the world of college football. And I'm curious, you know, how you were feeling as we saw Sarah Fuller make history for Vanderbilt football this weekend, becomes the first woman to play in a Power 5 football game and goes out there, executes the squib kick. What did that mean to you watching that moment?
Well, first of all, when are they going to do the 62 under 62?
That's a good question. We're waiting. I feel like we need to petition for that.
I just don't think
now.
It's quite fair. I think we should. 62 under 62.
I would have never guessed,
Shelley. Let's start the movement now.
You look good. You look good with the
team. Oh, you should have seen me on the Oregon State sidelines. It was the coldest I have ever been. The fog rolled in. It was 36 degrees, but that doesn't seem very cold. But I'm from California, so it was freezing. Freezing. I was miserable. But anyway, as far as Sarah Fuller goes, I mean, she's a hero. She's a star. Janae, you know, you were a star. You were a hero. You were one of the first to, you know, become a star at ESPN after playing basketball. But she's really, and she handled herself so well. She said all the right things, and I'm a big fan of hers.
Absolutely. Here with Shelley Smith, our own ESPN reporter here on Chenan Gold Jr. on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and ESPN Plus streaming live right now. Now, Shelley, I love you so much because I always see you in LA. You're out here on the grind and talking about Trailblazers. That is who you are absolutely to a T because you are working that thing, whether it's a story or just on the call. And that's why I always aspire to be you. So you really start the trail, and I'm just trying to like ride your coattails. But, you know, being on the call, especially for the Civil War, I'm a Pac-12 girl. You're in LA. Girl, and now yep. I'm just curious, like, how have you seen college football really be able to, especially in the Pac, pull off a couple of games, and what was that experience like on the sidelines?
Well, you know, I really believe that college football should have canceled their season. Honestly, I think if it wasn't for the money, they would have, and they should have. And the Pac-12 was leading the charge, you know, with delaying its start, and I think should have canceled it. And I think the NFL should have canceled. But it's all about the money, and I don't think that's correct. And I think we're costing lives and health and livelihoods, and maybe we would be doing more so if it was canceled. But I didn't like being up there. I didn't like taking a flight up there. I didn't like being on the sidelines. Well, I really didn't like being on the sidelines because it was so cold. But I don't know why we're messing with this. You know, why are we messing with this poison? And that's what my dad calls it. He's 87, and he's like, you're out in the poison. I'm like, thanks, Dad. That's really supportive. I don't know why we're messing with it. And I know it's the money. It's all about the money. And ESPN, of course, profits from it. But I just don't know why we take chances with people's lives. And I'm sorry that I feel that way. It just makes me sad.
No, I don't think you have to apologize that for at all, Shelley. I think that's been the interesting part about this year. And I know Chene and I talk about, you know, all sports on here, but I cover college sports like you do as well in this. And mm-hmm. I think we all feel a bit conflicted at times with what's going on in this because we do see all the ramifications. We do see all the numbers in this. But, Shelley, I'm curious for you because obviously leading up these games, you talk to the teams, you talk to players and coaches and all this.
I don't.
Oh, really?
But I don't. I talk via Zoom.
Yeah.
To me, that took away all the fun of the job, which was, you know, shooting a breeze with players and the coaches and getting in their world and understanding what they're going through and finding out what's going on in their, you know, atmosphere. But we don't do that. Everything's via Zoom, and it's so fake and so artificial. And I just don't think it's the real world. And I'm sorry that it's like this because it takes the fun out of the job, but you have to do it that way and you have to be more creative. And so I've gone to players' parents and players' former coaches and tried to be as creative as I could about getting, I covered the Chargers as well, covering, you know, the world around them rather than just to them because You can't get close to anyone on Zoom. It's crazy. I mean, it's the only thing we have, but it's crazy.
Yeah, it totally seems crazy. Shelley Smith with us here on Chenan Gold Jr., our own ESPN reporter. But let's talk about something real then, because I think at times, especially the last few months, playing sports can seem, in the big scheme of things, frivolous. And I know that you've had your battle with cancers and you've beat it. Today, mm-hmm. you know, launching V Week, celebrating the V Foundation,
yes.
means the most. So can you sort of talk to me what today means to you?
It means a lot. The V Foundation has been tremendous. And I had three different kinds of cancer. I had uterine, breast, and I had melanoma, which would have killed me in 2 years. It was the most serious of all of them. And if you talk with Holly Rowe, you know how serious it is. But the V Foundation was the first to step up and say, let's do something about it. They have, you know, raised a ton of money through different resources and different avenues. And to me, it means the world. And they were the first to call and say, hey, look, if you need to talk to any of our doctors, you need to talk to any of our research people. And by then, I was pretty good with the people I had here in L.A. because my really good friend, Rita Reiser, she had just gone through the whole thing. So I said, I need your doctors. I need your plastic surgeons. I need your radiologists. And I was good, but the V Foundation really cares, and they really care about people. And they did the same thing with Holly. They said, you know, who do you need? Who do you want to talk to? And I'm not sure what she did, but they really were there for her and everybody, and they do great things.
And that's what this is all about, is trying to create that support for so many people through what goes on today, through what goes on with this week, so we can get more quality, you know, continuations like this. I don't say ending. It is the ending of one battle and the continuation of a life, and we're certainly thankful for that. So, Shelly, we really appreciate the time. We appreciate you being candid with us, and we hope to talk to you soon down the line,
Shelly,
okay?
Shelly, thank you.
Mike, Sinead, whatever you guys need, anytime.
Thank you. The great Shelly Smith with us, our ESPN reporter on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil based on Sequence 4 wear testing using SAE 5W30. Chinay, I know for a lot of people that was probably jarring to hear, you know, someone that covers the sport say we shouldn't be doing this. I don't know why that energized, just to hear how candid she was in saying exactly what she believed on that, because it's a subject so many people feel the need to tiptoe around, and even as she's going through it, I don't know, there's something refreshing about the level of honesty that we just got there.
100%. I think as someone who has found, you know, fought through 3 bouts of cancer and beat it, she understands that this climate, there are bigger things at stake, and I think that's what we just heard.
Yeah, I think it's an incredible shot of perspective in so many ways.
Yep.
As we continue to go through this. But Shelly also mentioned that, as you pointed out there, most importantly, what goes on today, the V Foundation beginning V Week around here. And we know it's been an unbelievably tough year, that financially it's so difficult for so many people. And so we don't want to overburden anybody. But if you are able to give and would consider it, please check out the V Foundation. Check out what we've got going on here. Again, the website is v.org/donate if you want to help it and give back, because again, there are people that are going to need the support that Shelly talked about there, one that's gone to our teammates in her and Holly Rowe, and that we're extremely grateful for, and the V Foundation does such a good job of doing for so many people. So v.org/donate is where you can donate if you feel you are able to, if you feel so inclined, and we really do appreciate it from the bottom of all our hearts. Coming up next, though, we will turn the page and get ready to turn the calendar, because it's December, and so we're staring down the barrel of the beginning of an NBA season. Why one group of players in particular, I think, is poised for an interesting splash to start the season off. We'll get to that next. It's Chinay Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
During these challenging times, ESPN and the V Foundation's fight against cancer hasn't stopped. If you are able, please support cancer research by visiting v.org/donate. 100% of what you give goes directly to cancer research.
Chinay and Golic Jr., the podcast.
I think that's extremely important to continue to drive home. Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio is that as we kick off V Week today here around ESPN and the V Foundation, something is such an integral part of what this company is and supports, is that if you choose to and are able to give to the V Foundation and help in the fight against cancer and help fund cancer research, that 100% of every dollar donated is going to go to funding cancer research. There is a separate endowment that takes care of all the other fees that normally come along with this, and so you can feel good in knowing that every penny of that dollar is going towards the fight against cancer, Chinay. And I think, especially around this time of year when so many people are looking to give, I think that's always important to remind everyone, is this this is all about doing the most good possible for this cause.
Especially in a year where a lot of people are struggling right now, to know that what you give will go 100% the full mile, to me, I think that's what matters most.
Absolutely. So again, v.org/donate if you are able to. We know it's a tough time for everyone right now, but if you've got the ability and we can help take care of people when they need it the most, I think that's something great, especially as we get towards the holidays, a reminder of what we're all here to do. Chinay and Golic Jr., we are presented by Progressive Insurance. And Chinay, getting towards the holidays also means that we are still getting ready for the start of the NBA season coming up right now. And man, it really does feel like home. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, because I get to go on .com now and see already Pacers star Victor Oladipo denies wanting out of Indiana. Gordon Hayward has no ill will towards the Boston Celtics right now. It is incredible, Chinay, how we have already gotten into midseason form when it comes to NBA T.
Leave my mans alone, Victor Oladipo, okay?
Well, so, I can say every time, you know what? You know what's weird, Chinay? All the names I bring up that are always around the drama always happen to be your friends right now. What's going on with this?
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on.
I love this because Chinay, obviously, like, again, Chinay is a current WNBA player. Chinay is someone that is very much in the mix with all these groups, which means I am out here just gasbagging hot takes about all these people that you're actually texting with.
I know. And I that's what makes me sweat. Like, if it's me asking you personal questions, it's like you fielding questions about my friends.
So me asking you about should Victor Oladipo push his way out of Indiana is the same as you asking me if I want kids someday.
Pretty much. They're equalizers. Because those things, like those questions for a woman, like a layup. Like, yeah, of course. Yeah, I want to be married and have kids. Yeah, like, why are you nervous about this? This is a fact of life. But yes, when I saw that notification come through on the ESPN app, I was like, oh no, what's going on, bro? Oh. But I do think it's funny because obviously training camp starts today, and you see two sides of the spectrum. On one side, you have the Trae Youngs, the really cool Trae Youngs, a friend of mine too. And he tweets, play in 11 days for the first time in 9 months. I feel like a little kid that's excited for the first day of school. And then you have the other reality that we talked about with, you know, Shelly Smith, who just joined us, being an LA person, someone out here in Los Angeles like myself. And we're dealing with like a lot of the Lakers who are now just coming back and now feeling like, okay, we have a short turnaround from our championship, which I believe was October 11th that they won the title. And then now December 11th, almost 2 months later, you're getting ready to play again. Not even like do training camp, but like you're going to play in a week after that. I see Trae Young on one side, who's super excited and one of those teams that haven't played in a long time. And then on the other side, I have a LeBron James-led Lakers team where, by the way, I believe LeBron James' birthday is like one of the last days of December, meaning he's going to be 36 at the end of this year. And so the realities are just completely different for two sides of the spectrum when it comes to the NBA.
It's so interesting, Chinay. And I sit here and I think, you know what, all this lines up for, like you said, Trae Young and a bunch of these people that were almost in the delete eight in Chicago are probably out here very excited about the prospect of starting the season and probably have a chance to come out of here pretty hot. That was my thought process. Man, you know what? The veteran teams like the Lakers, they're going to chill for this. They're going to try and load manage their way through these first couple of months, let these veteran players get their legs back up under them after what was a very different situation. But then I see this. Warriors GM Bob Myers announces two players have tested positive for COVID-19, delaying the start of individual workouts. And it reminds me, Chinay, basketball stepping into a whole different deal right now. And it is going to be an interesting test of the maturity of these teams, some of these young teams that we're talking about, over the course of a long season. Because that bubble really took away, outside of, you know, a couple instances of people trying to get Grubhub delivery to come to them on campus and getting popped for it. Now we're getting in a situation where they're going to, like Major League Baseball, like the NFL, have to try and figure out, during a time where COVID cases are going high, all right, how do we manage going through a season without the safety of the bubble? And I think that's probably the bigger test for the maturity of some of these young teams coming off that break.
Oh, yes. Life will come at you fast very soon. You know, going from the bubble to now being outside of the bubble and then dealing with shorter rosters, it's going to be a unique year. And I think the NBA at least is one of the leagues that tries to take pieces and learn from the other leagues and the other sports. And we'll see if they'll be able to apply that in practice.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the interesting part, is what they're able to do. Basketball, certainly smaller rosters than those other leagues that we were talking about. But when we get towards winter, when we get towards flu season, all these difficult things to try and tailor a sport to, we get to wait and see.
Finally, I think it's going to be funny because basketball, everyone's positionless. Well, we'll see that come in full effect very soon.
Positionless basketball is Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. We'll see that on the pro level, and we know it's going to be a factor in the college level. And tonight, we've got four of the biggest programs in college basketball taking the court. We'll get you set for the Champions Classic next. It's Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio.